What's in the news? Stranded by the storm.
It's kind of hard to sleep at night knowing that you can't get help right away if you needed it.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. Emergency airlifts, meals ready to eat, words from war zones are playing out along the East Coast days after Hurricane Irene. Some towns in Vermont and New York have been cut off.
We have no power, no water, no nothing.
What's it like to be stranded?
You got to improvise.
Lots of improvising all along the East Coast. To the south, along the Passaic River, people have had to scramble as more water invades. Jennifer Phillip lost everything in Wayne, New Jersey.
The home we built for our kids is gone. Adults can handle it. The kids, you know.
Connecticut farmer Henry Killiam's fields are now lakes.
Almost everything we've got is underwater.
Commercial fisherman Larry Balance, he works along North Carolina's Outer Banks and is stuck on shore.
You lose your job for 2 weeks, I mean, it's a big loss.
Along with all the flooded homes, there are the millions who still don't have power. Miriam Kirshner in Long Beach, New York, among those getting frustrated now.
We have no food, no power, and we walk to the bathroom with candles. How's that?
FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate says the agency's money crunch is not going to slow down the recovery.
We have funds to continue response, rescue operations, and immediate needs, and that's been our focus. Once we get damage assessments completed on Irene, we'll have a better idea of the funding needs, not only for this storm, but all the other disasters we're still working.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News.